Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
3, 2, 1. Back at you again with another episode of Big Time Baseball. I'm Tony Gwynn Jr. alongside my partner, John Heyman. John, spring training is in full effect. Well, kind of. Pitchers and catchers have reported across the league. This seems like it's going to be a pretty exciting year in 2023.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of big signings, a lot of places in new places. Only Aaron Judge among the really big free agents stayed put, you know, end up Correa did too, actually, by the end. I forget.
Right.
It's hard to keep track of Correa. He tried with two new teams. Now he's back with the Twins as well. But Bogert's out with the Padres. They're always an exciting. It's just a wild winter and should be a great season.
Well, let's start with some somber news. A guy whose voice I grew up listening to throughout the course of World Series, Tim McCarver, passed away yesterday at the age of 81. For those who may not remember, he was your main voice alongside. He worked with both Bucks, but he worked with Joe a lot longer as they did World Series, and we lose. One of the big voices of our game, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. He's one of those rare four-decade players, you know, Played more than 20 years, started in the 50s. 1959 ended up in 1980. So, I mean, that is quite a long career, and he's best remembered for his broadcasting. So it shows you that he had two terrific careers. He's one of the best baseball analysts ever. Did a lot of work with the Mets and the Yankees, many other teams, but he'll be remembered for his national broadcasts. And, you know, he's a very, very, was a very insightful guy and obviously a terrific long-lasting ball player. And I can recall he was the personal catcher for Steve Carlton there with the Phillies. Yeah. You know, obviously was with St. Louis a long time and really just a terrific career, two terrific careers for Tim McCarver.
Yeah, throw Bob Gibson in that list of guys he caught as well. I mean, he saw a lot of baseball. He played with a lot of phenomenal players, and I think that's part of what made him such a good analyst. And I was listening to Joe Buck talk about him last night, and remember, Joe Buck was really 27 when he started working with Tim McCarver, and he credited Tim McCarver with allowing him to kind of, you know, spread his wings, if you will, as he started his career. And certainly a sad day for baseball to see a guy like that pass away.
Yeah, very honest, too. I mean, he was certainly willing to be critical, which, you know, in those early days, there were probably not a lot of guys who were, you know, they were mostly homers who were covering the team. And I know that, you know, sometimes he might say something critical of the manager, but, you know, he was honest. He was an honest broadcaster, and he really should be appreciated as such. One of the great analysts ever, as I said, and what a great baseball career that's almost now forgotten because it was eclipsed by his great broadcasting career.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's slide into some of the bigger issues going around Major League Baseball. We'll start with Shohei Ohtani. He is the prize jewel of the 2024 free agency. And listen, nobody really knows what Shohei is going to do. You saw Mike Trout come out a few days ago and said he's going to do everything in his power to keep him as an Angel. They have announced that he will be the opening day starter. He, of course, will be in the World Baseball Classic. this is going to shape up to be a fascinating year. And my question to you, John, is unlike some of the American guys who the reporters can get questions off, and it's not that they can't get questions to him, but this would normally be a frenzy of a year in terms of having to answer questions almost daily about his upcoming free agency. Do you think the same will be for Shohei?
No, because, you know, there's an extra layer there. You've got to go through the interpreter, and, you know, obviously he's an international superstar, you know. Right. And, you know, I think he speaks English pretty well. But, you know, at this point, it's probably very difficult to get him to open up about something like this. And he's also going to be the biggest free agent ever. Obviously, we had a lot of big free agents, but we're talking about a guy who's an incredible pitcher and an incredible hitter. International star, brings a lot of money in, and you know, who knows where this is going to go. It's certainly going to be a record. You know, you hear $500 million as an estimate. I'm sure he will ask for even more than that. You know, all the big teams are going to be clamoring. It feels like the Dodgers saved some money to do it. I know that the Padres will, but they know it will not be easy. You know, last time five of the seven finalists were West Coast, so that could be a hint of where he likes. Of course, that was 5 years ago. You know, maybe he's grown to like the Midwest or the East as well, but normally it's about the money and these big free agents, but with him, not sure. This is a guy who could have delayed his free agency and, I mean, delayed coming over and got become a free agent years ago and came over because he wanted to show that he can hit and pitch at the major league level, and that was foremost in his mind. He may not be that driven by money. It's going to be there for him anyway. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you hear these things geographically. We thought Trey Turner wanted to go east, and it turned out to be right. Here's a case we think a guy probably wants to stay west. We shall see whether that comes to fruition. You know, I think certainly the Angels are going to try. I talked to Artie Moreno at the owners' meeting, you know the crosstown or cross freeway Dodgers
right.
You know, Steve Cohen is going to be involved, so it's going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, I don't think he'll have to worry about how many zeros are going to end up on that check when it's all said and done. And, you know, there's one thing that you can say about guys who set a precedent of being somewhat private is that when it gets to this time of year, they don't have to change their stripes. They get to continue to be the same guy. And I think for Ohtani, as you said, that extra layer will make it, I think, a little bit more comfortable for him than maybe some of the guys who grew up here in the States.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to be inundated. He's, you know, basically made it clear he's really not going to be revealing much, I think, already. And, you know, I just went up to the Mets GM, Billy Epler, and certainly Epler has a history with him as he was the GM of the Angels when they did get Ohtani. And he said to me, Ohtani is a member of the Angels, and that's all I'm going to say. You know,
good answer.
Very sensitive. You're not supposed to talk about players on other teams. I get it. I was kind of going up on an off-the-record basis, but since he said nothing, I can reveal that he said nothing off the record. And, you know, it's going to be quite a situation here where we're talking about a guy getting probably $500 million. You know, I mean, he's one of a kind. There's no question about that. And he also brings in sponsorship and signage and all sorts of revenue. So, you know, it's a difference. I mean, Aaron Judge was a big free agent. Those shortstops are big free agents, but this is another category entirely.
Yeah, this runs deeper than just what he does on the field. This goes to butts in the seat. This goes to merchandise. So there's so many layers to a guy like Shohei Ohtani. And he won't be alone in this free agency. News comes down today via Dennis Lynn of The Athletic. He says that he tweeted out, it wasn't a secret, but Manny Machado publicly confirmed he's told the Padres he intends to opt out of his contract. He declined to get into negotiations or on a potential extension with the club, but did say he'd like to play as long as new teammate Nelson Cruz has. So, I mean, that's a pretty firm, you know, I'm going to free agency. We're not going to have any more contract talks until that happens. And so now you have Shohei Ohtani and Manny Machado who will be available to the masses.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I was at the owners meeting last week, and there was some hope there to get something done. They have clearly been talking about it, and certainly the Padres are willing to spend, give them credit. Peter Seidler, Eric Rubner, they did a fantastic job, got Bogaerts, and, you know, they keep going. Extension for Darvish, so I understood their hope and even suggested they had hope, and now that hope to supersede the opt-out is gone, and we've got another big free agent. I thought he was the MVP last year. Certainly Goldschmidt was a great candidate who won the award, but Machado, one of the best defenders, I think, of all time, even though somehow wasn't nominated for a Gold Glove at his position last year. And just a terrific all-around player. And, you know, he's established in San Diego. So I'm not going to say this is not going to happen. I still think they have a chance. Yeah. You know, they're a team that has really shocked us. I mean, you were there years ago. I mean, from San Diego, and you know, they never could spend with the big boys. I mean, it's not a small market. It's a mid-market, 12th market. But in terms of media market, because they're kind of hemmed in there by Mexico and certainly Los Angeles to the north, the TV market does not provide what other TV markets do provide. And give them credit. They clearly must be losing money. They're not talking about it. I talked to one of them yesterday, but I give them credit for trying to do everything they can to win, and they did make an effort here with Machado. We don't know exactly what that effort was, but, you know, he's still a very viable, excellent free agent. It was surprising. Last year when Arenado did not opt out, you know, similar right. type situation, right. similar age, similar pedigree, and that was a shock. And, you know, this probably shouldn't be a shock. It's only surprising that the Padres were not able to get it done, because they've been able to get almost everything done that they've tried. They did try for Trey Turner, and they tried for Aaron Judge, but, you know, they did get one of the big fish in Bogaerts, and they've done so much more than any of us would have thought they could have done.
Yeah, a few things, because, you know, as you mentioned, I'm pretty close to this. The first salvo really was put down by A.J. Preller. He had mentioned – I can't remember. It might have been at Yu Darvish's press conference that the ball was in Manny's court. Manny then responded by saying, "No, actually, the ball is in your court." The Padres looked at it as Manny was still under contract beyond his opt out. Manny looked at it as I am a free agent after this, and so now by putting himself as a free agent, now maybe negotiations can start. But it sounds like Manny Machado is content on going to free agency and seeing where it goes. I will say this, the difference in Arenado and Manny, I think, was Arenado opted in. What was that, last season he opted in, John, during the season? That was before this kind of money started to get funny here this offseason. I mean, I think it wouldn't be smart business by Manny not opting out after seeing the price tags that were handed out during this offseason. So I think this was coming no matter what the scenario was.
Right. But Arenado had to know he was giving up some money. I mean,
For sure.
You know, I mean, he's one of the best players in baseball, and he had to know he was going to be able to top what he had left even before seeing what Judge and Correa and Bogaerts and Turner got. You know, so there are guys who are comfortable where they are. I mean, me, I'd be comfortable in San Diego. I think you're pretty comfortable in San Diego.
Indeed.
Some guys, you know, Trey Turner was offered $42 million more to go to San Diego, and he preferred Philadelphia to San Diego. Me, I would go to San Diego for $42 million less. Not that anyone's offering.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's got their own taste, and we'd heard Machado was kind of set up things there. But, you know, everybody's competitive in this game. That's how you get to be a great player, and he's obviously competitive and wants to do better than he's got right now.
Yeah, you know, the other interesting element is you wonder how much Arenado was jaded by taking the most money he could in Colorado and then that completely not being worked out. Now getting to St. Louis, which from a market standpoint, I mean, they aren't one of the bigger spenders in baseball. I wonder if that played in his mind and taking the opt out as opposed to trying to get a little bit more so that he could have the pieces around him. Certainly something you would think that he thought about. I want to move to another category, and that I don't know if you happen to see this. Corbin Burnes went to his arbitration hearing, and I, as a former player, I know most agents will suggest that you don't go to these meetings for the very reason that Corbin Burnes found out, and he says that this relationship between him and the Brewers has changed in a way that I don't think can be mended. Do you see him being moved before the arbitration, or excuse me, the arbitration eligibility ends?
I mean, you know, this is going to be up to the Brewers. I think this was just penny wise on their part. I don't get it at all to be fighting with your ace over a few hundred grand. Now I do, you know,
$600,000 to be exact.
Yeah, I understand that the Brewers were hit by the pandemic more than most. Their TV contract is, if not the worst in baseball, one of the worst. And understandably, they're either the 29th or 30th market, depending on how you look at it, between them and Cincinnati. So they certainly have some money issues, but you can't be fighting with your ace. You know, that can't be the thing to do. They've made some curious decisions in the last couple of years. I mean, to trade Hader and upset the clubhouse the way they did, they just don't seem to count personality at all. And it's not all about analytics. It's not, you know, I mean, these guys are people too. I think this was a crazy decision. I also think the arbitrators blew this one. This was an obvious call to me.
Easy.
It's funny how the best players all were defeated. You know, Fried was defeated also. You know, Helsley, who's one of the better relievers, was defeated in arbitration. It seems like whoever's really good loses. Whoever's not so good seems to win. I'm not sure that this is, to me, and I know the players wanted more arbitration because if the choice is arbitration or the teams just decide what you get, I guess arbitration's better. But to me, this process is greatly flawed. I mean, he was asking for a very reasonable sum. If you look at the obvious case was Shane Bieber, who also happened to finish seventh. They both finished seventh, right? So they should get the same raise. And if they gave him the same raise, he would have gotten, you know, closer to what he asked for in arbitration. They both won Cy Young Awards in the past. They're both a year away from free agency. It was clear to me this was the biggest slam dunk. And I almost thought that the Brewers were purposely losing to make him happy. But no, they want to save the grand, and you know, they upset the clubhouse last year. Now they've upset their ace. You know, good for them that he saved a few pennies, but just a very bad move by the Brewers, in my estimation.
Cutting off your nose to spite your face. This doesn't seem like it's going in the right direction. I mean, for a while, the Brewers seem to be ascending. You know, they made the deal. They bring in some really talented players. You got those two frontline starters. And it just seems like ever since Yelich had the injury, things have started to go the opposite way, and they're headed in the wrong direction at this point. We'll see if Craig Counsell can work his magic and get these guys playing in the right direction again. Lastly, one of the things you and I talked about during free agency when we were kind of going through where everybody went was Jacob DeGrom going to the Rangers. It didn't take long, but and listen, there aren't any games being played, so let's make sure we keep this in perspective. But he was held out with a left side issue, a la oblique. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me to keep in perspective, because a lot of people don't think I keep it in perspective. Of course, I reacted quickly and to the news that came on the same day where Verlander was telling us that he wants to pitch another, I don't know, 5-10 more years. It was hard to really know, pinpoint him, because he wants to go forever. You know, I think he looks at people bringing up Tom Brady, but I think Nolan Ryan or Moyer is more of the guy to bring up. Tom Brady, to me, is a miracle because he's hit by speeding locomotives in the mid-40s. I mean, they're all miracles. So, you know, I give Verlander credit. I mean, he's the guy that replaced DeGrom, it's like a total contrast. To me, DeGrom was too focused on the contract, and Verlander's focused on what he should be focused on. And yeah, you're right. I need to keep it in perspective, but I've been here before with these injuries. He's led the league in MRIs. But the funny thing about free agency, it seems like the pitchers who have limited innings on their arm, they're rewarded for not actually posting and answering the bell. They get more money because they say, oh, we got more mileage on my arm. Well, yeah, right. But you didn't pitch. Right. It's a funny game, free agency. And he got $185 million. Good for Texas for, you know, signing this incredible, phenomenal pitcher. And hopefully they'll have better luck with him than the Mets did the last few years. But, you know, it's only a couple of days. So you're right. I need to keep in perspective. Figure they say it's not serious. It's just about the weather, and they'll get him out there. And, I mean, Texas rebuilt their whole rotation. They should be better. Angels are better. It's an interesting division. Both Wests are pretty strong right now.
Yeah, big Chris Young has done a nice job getting that organization moving around. They got Bruce Bochy at the helm now. We'll see what the Rangers do. That's going to do it. Edition of Big Time Baseball. Spring training rolling. We'll try to get you these as much as possible. Make sure you subscribe, like, wherever you get your podcast. For John Heyman, for myself, we'll catch you next week.